Hello everyone, it's Chris Ogle here, and today is the 3rd of March. I've no idea where a sixth of the year has gone already, but we're entering March, that's 2 months down, and I was just tweeting the other day with Kathy Pressland. The time thief has definitely been here in Watford over the last few weeks, and I think he's stolen 3 days from last week alone. So, yeah, time is moving on. So I've had a really busy week this week. Yeah, last week we were at the franchise show on Saturday. That was interesting. A bit small, but it was interesting. Some interesting contacts there. And, of course, on Sunday we had to quickly get the breakfast script into place because Monday saw in the Harrow District the first ever Link for More breakfast event, which was really, really good. We had we've introduced some new slips which we used during the meeting called Niwi slips, and they really are quite a sensation. So if you've not been to a Link for More breakfast, then I would encourage you to book in for one of them, because they're really quite intriguing and certainly take networking to a whole new level. So then during the rest of the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're really preparing for the lunch in Rickmansworth on Friday. So we were busy contacting people and booking those people in, and just going through various different things with them about what we're doing with Link for Grow. So that was good. Only one table tennis practice this week on Wednesday, but a good 2 hour session. But just shows you, if you don't practice regularly, we had 2 hours, but geez, did I feel it on Thursday morning. Bringing me on to Thursday, first coffee event hosted by Nigel Cook over in Coach and Horses at Saffron Walden. Really good event, 20 people there, and some really good connections and some real good networking going on there. £3, buy your coffee, help yourself. Really good event, and yeah, there will be lots of follow-ups from that one. So get yourself along to one of these coffees if you haven't, because they're really interesting. No format particularly, but plenty of Link for Growth people on hand to sort of introduce you to people you might want to meet. Friday, the business luncheon in Rickmansworth, second time we've run that event. Fantastic group of eclectic businesses, and of course with the business luncheon we're attracting a different kind of networking businesses to that. And what we're developing here is a real crossover where both smaller and bigger businesses are in the same room, and those will result in some very interesting business opportunities. Absolutely convinced of that going forward. Just to mention about business being done on the site, we put invitations to tender forum area into the Link for Growth forums, which you can get to through bit.ly/L4G forum. And we put an interesting thing on there, which was invitations to tender. And I put something up there on behalf of our district leader, Samantha Kemp, up in Coventry, who was looking for some work to be done on her website with PHP programming. And someone responded to that, and they've done the deal, and it's in test phase. So that was the first bit of direct business that's been generated through the forum, community forum. But really good news, and I was really pleased to hear about that last week. And also, someone told me yesterday that following the luncheon at the Rickmansworth event on the month before, he's now booked up to go there with his wife on his wedding anniversary, because the food was so good, and also they're thinking of doing his wife's 50th birthday celebration there. So that venue is benefiting tremendously by having Link for Growth running events at their facility. So that's it. It's wrapped up the month. We've got a fantastic Monday lined up. We've got the district leader's first sort of, it's the second sort of convention. We're going through all the marketing strategies and stuff. So that'll be really, really exciting. I'm really looking forward to that. And we're doing a networking with intent workshop for them. So that'll really wow them, I hope. So there you go. That's it. Update done. Ciao for now. Chris Ogle, over and out.